They made everything difficult today for the Maroon and Gold.
They really did, and I thought they came out punching in the first half, and we really didn't punch back too much. I thought it hurt us with Amanda getting in foul trouble in the first half, but I thought the difference was the whole first half. We had 22 turnovers, and obviously number 42 on their team, we had no answer for. I mean, we had a mismatch in that position. We tried a lot of different things with the zone. We tried putting a guard on her. Our post players, I had a tough time handling her, but when she had 22 points and 7 assists, that was a one-woman show.
On the offensive end, Pam, what was so disruptive about Creighton in their defense?
Well, I think, obviously they were clogging the lane on Rachel and making her take tough shots, and Rachel did get to the rim a few times and try to draw some contact, but Rachel needs to be a little tougher in there and try to get those fouls. Obviously, they were double-teaming Michaela, and they were forcing us to pass the ball to other people, and other people got to knock shots down. So, you know, when you see players like Rachel and Amanda out there, other people need to step up and make shots, and I just didn't feel like we got into a real good flow offensively for the game.
I would agree, certainly. When you take a look at the stat sheet, we were just commenting, you know, you look at the stat sheet, 45% from the field, 50% from three-point range, 80% from the free throw line, not bad. But
they had 18 more possessions than we did in the game. So, I mean, I think the 22 turnovers say a lot right there. And that's got to get fixed. We got to take care of the ball a little bit better, actually a lot better. In the first two games, our post players are the ones that are turning it over. A lot of travel calls with our footwork. But I thought that was the difference of the game was number 42 on their end and our turnovers.
We actually talked about that with Coach Lloyd. When you're talking about who's going to be scoring for Creighton, you may not have put Nelson at the top of the list, and certainly not from three-point range.
Well, we knew that she was going to be a problem heading into the game. She was a problem last year. I think we have, we just have some matchup problems at the four position, and we've got to figure it out because, down the road, we're going to face a lot better four players than Sarah Nelson tonight.
This is a good competition.